7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz.
Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back with another episode. And as always, I'm joined here by Tim. Tim, how's it going?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you, Joshua. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine, man. Getting ready to talk some fantasy football. We had a pretty good week of fantasy last week. Some quarterbacks in the top 10 that we probably did not predict, such as quarterback Josh Allen finishing as the number 4 fantasy quarterback on the week.
Those rushing yards, bro. They'll get you.
I know, it's crazy.
They'll get you.
99 rushing yards, to be exact, for Mr. Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, pretty impressive. Andrew Luck, again, continuing on with his very impressive year that he's got, minus his, what was that, week 2 and week 3 numbers that he had of 11 and 13 points. After that, he's been pretty much just killing it.
It's been a star.
But yeah, let's go ahead and talk about our week 13 must-starts and must-sits of the week. Start off with the quarterback position. Who are you starting this week?
This week, this guy is at home. This guy has been hot. This guy is a star, past MVP candidate. I'm going to go with one Russell Wilson. Not only can he pass the ball, throw it around to multiple guys, but he's still a rushing threat. He still has the ability to you know, get those highly needed first downs. You saw your point, Josh Allen. Those rushing yards and that touchdown is what put him up that high. I don't think Russell Wilson's going to be rushing for 100 yards himself, but he could squeak in there a 40-yard game with a touchdown. You never know. Add that to his 250 to 300-yard game with a couple of passing touchdowns. Give me Russell Wilson at home against a 49ers team.
Yeah, the 49ers just gave up the 312 yards to Jameis Winston, 2 touchdowns for 22.9 points this past week. Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks are playing a lot better football than they started the season. I think that is a trend that has gone back for now the last 2 years with the Seahawks and Russell Wilson. So I do agree with that. I think Russell Wilson's going to have a pretty good game this week. It's pretty funny, though, when you look at it. They play San Francisco this week, then Minnesota next week, and then San Francisco again. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do with these next 3 weeks. Again, I believe they are, 6-5? I think we did.
They are.
These are almost must-win games for the Seahawks. Again, with the Seahawks, their receiver core is not the greatest receiver core either. So he's pretty much doing it. I don't want to say on his own, but with less than stellar names, Tyler Lockett, he's emerging as one of the threats for that team. They got Doug Baldwin, who is not the Doug Baldwin of what he was last year or the year before. So it's going to be very interesting.
Talk about a guy that you don't think ever recovered from his injury.
Yeah, man, it's tough. My quarterback, my must start of the week, you're probably not going to like it, Tim, but I'm going to go with Philip Rivers. He is playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. I know that you like Pittsburgh to win this game.
I do.
You just look at the Pittsburgh numbers from the last couple of weeks, and you look at these numbers, and theoretically, you should not go with Philip Rivers. 197 yards passing, 104 yards passing, 193, 218, 180. Those are very, very good numbers. All those games are 15.6 points or under. So that's the last 5 weeks.
Yep.
But Philip Rivers is going to be without Melvin Gordon. So no real run game. So what is he going to have to do? Check down passes to Austin Eckler. Throw the ball to the wide receivers that he has, which is Keenan Allen and Mike Williams and whoever else that he can throw the ball to. Again, we know that Mike Williams is pretty much running that tight end role with Hunter Henry still out on the year. I still like Philip Rivers to put up some decent quality numbers, regardless if they lose or not.
Yeah, Philip Rivers is a kind of a lock, in my opinion, to be one of those big numbers. I don't hate it. I am picking the Steelers just because it's the Steelers at home. But I am agreeing with you that Phillip Rivers goes out there, has himself a monster day, and I don't hate it at all, Josh. All
right. Well, it's not bad, then. No, I appreciate that.
Not terrible.
Who's your must-sit of the week?
My must-sit is someone that went ham on Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
It's one Dak Prescott. Bring him back down to earth. I know they're at home, but the New Orleans Saints defense is very, very good. They know what they're doing. They have good pressure up front. They're going to be the number one rushing defense, I believe, in the league. Isn't that what we said prior?
I believe so.
Slowing Zeke down is only going to hurt Dak that much more. I feel like they're going to be able to put a pretty much every single play corner with a safety over the top of Amari Cooper, who's been extremely hot for the Cowboys this year, and they're going to just be able to shut it down. So give me a sit of Dak Prescott.
Yeah, you look at what Matt Ryan did against the Saints secondary last week, 377 and two touchdowns, only for 20.7 points. The week before that, Carson Wentz, 156 yards, no touchdowns for 0.8 points. And then the Cincinnati Bengals, 198 and a touchdown for 18.2. I like Dak Prescott for maybe about 15 to 18 points, but if you're looking for the Dak Prescott that you had last week of 27, be leery of that. I like him for maybe only like 250 and a touchdown, which would put him like right at about that 18-point mark at the most.
You can keep him, sir.
My sit of the week is going to be one Mr. Thomas Brady.
Woo!
He is facing the tough secondary and defense overall of the Minnesota. I just burped and said, yeah. Well, I was eating a piece of ice and it got stuck in my throat. But he is playing the tough secondary of the Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings last couple of weeks, 11.9 points to Aaron Rodgers, 14.9 points to Mitchell Trubisky, 6.6 to Matt Stafford, 9.9 to Drew Brees. And then you can keep going on and on with these numbers. But I think Tom Brady is going to fall into the same category as some of these other quarterbacks here.
Josh, I love it. Absolutely love it. Love you not being scared to sit a Hall of Famer in Tom Brady. And, you know, I get that it's at home. I understand that. But Tom Brady hasn't thrown for over 300 yards since week 8. It's been a while. He's and Minnesota is, like we've talked about in the previous episode, trying to prove a point. They have they have to stay hot in order to catch the Chicago Bears.
Moving on to running back, Tim, your must starts of the week for running back. Obviously, we're going to recap real quick what some of these guys did last week. Kenyon Drake had a big game last week, 26.6 points. He had 32 yards rushing and a touchdown, but the bigger part of it was 64 receiving yards on 5 receptions for a touchdown. Austin Eckler, 35 yards rushing, a touchdown, but 10 receptions for 68 yards. That's huge for PPR leagues. And, of course, Christian McCaffrey, 17 for 125 and a touchdown, 11 receptions for 112 yards and a touchdown. When you look at Austin Eckler, you have to remember Melvin Gordon is going to be out of the game. Leonard Fournette is suspended for this week. He is trying to appeal that suspension. Me, personally, I think that suspension is going to hold up. Leonard Fournette did have 25.8 points. That was good for the number 6th overall highest scoring running back of the week. Who's your must start?
My must start is one Kareem Hunt.
Wow.
Against the Oakland Raiders. Listen, I know that it's in Oakland, but the Chiefs are coming off of a bye. Raiders are in the bottom third of rushing points allowed in fantasy football. And Kareem Hunt, you know, 2 weeks ago in Los Angeles, had over 20 points. He's very, very talented. Coming off of a bye, I really like Kareem Hunt. If not only because of how good he is, the Chiefs are going to be up big pretty early here. So it's just going to be a feed Hunt the ball before you take him out in the third quarter.
Wow.
Look for him to get like 15 attempts, but still push that 100-yard mark, have some, 5, 6 receptions as well, and have himself a day.
I don't hate that at all. Kareem Hunt is a very good running back, and man, that's I don't hate that one bit, man. It's pretty good. I'm gonna have two must starts of the week. I'm going to go first with if Leonard Ford is out, I'm gonna go with Carlos Hyde for the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars are playing the Indianapolis Colts. The Indianapolis Colts, you got to look at what they have given up to some running backs the last couple of weeks. To the Miami Dolphins, we just talked about a little bit of Kenyon Drake. 36.8 points if you look at week number 10. To the Jacksonville Jaguars, again, 41.2 points that week. A couple weeks before that, 25 points, 25 points, another week of 41. I think this has the writing on the wall where the Jacksonville Jaguars need to kind of restart their engines a little bit. And if Leonard Fournette's out, I like Carlos Hyde's chances of putting some points up.
Very interesting.
My other running back is going to be one Josh Adams against the Washington Redskins. You know I'm a big Josh Adams fan. I think they need to keep feeding him the ball. If you look at what the Washington Redskins have done against running backs the last couple weeks, 28 points to Zeke Elliott last week, or the Dallas Cowboy running backs last week, 18 points to running backs for the Houston Texans the week before, 25 to the Tampa Bay running backs that week before that, and 46 to the Atlanta running backs in week number 9. I think that if the Eagles decide to feed Josh Adams the ball, Josh Adams could have another 80-yard rushing day, maybe a touchdown or two.
That is, it's very interesting, Josh. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, but it's interesting.
All right.
My must sit for running backs. I could go with the easy out here, which is Zeke, because he's going up against the top-rated rushing defense. Not going to do that.
Not going to do it, all right.
Not going to do that. I'm going to go with one Saquon Barkley.
Very interesting.
Saquon Barkley, I don't care that they're at home. The Bears have been very, very good at shutting down. I believe they've only given up two rushing touchdowns to running backs. It's two or three rushing touchdowns total. One was to a quarterback, but this past week against
LeGarrette Blount.
Thank you. LeGarrette Blount scored a touchdown.
And then before that, they gave two up, one rushing touchdown.
To Josh Allen.
No. Well, yeah, to Josh Allen, yeah. But I believe they gave up one rushing touchdown to Kerryon Johnson in week number 10.
Right. So that was only their third rushing touchdown allowed altogether. You just can't like those numbers. I understand Saquon is an absolute stud, but if my week's depending on it and I have a Saquon Barkley or Nick Chubb dilemma, which some people could have. It's a realistic dilemma. I'm starting Nick Chubb. May not like it. May not agree with it. Saquon Barkley under 10 fantasy points this week. And a full point PPR. That's saying a lot.
I like Saquon Barkley for probably a couple more points than that. I like definitely not the 35. I could see him having a week like he did in San Francisco, where he had, or Washington, where he had 14 or 20 points. I like him in between the, again, in the 12 to 18 point range, which is low for Saquon, because right now he's averaging 26 points a fantasy game. I believe, how many catches does he get in a game? He is getting, week number 2, he had 14 receptions. Week 3, 5, then 6, then 4, then 9, then 4, 2, and 7. I could see the Bears limiting his production throughout the air a little bit here.
I see.
Definitely a possibility.
My thought process here is they are taking fellow rookie Roquan Smith and having him spy on Saquon the entire game.
Okay.
I know that they're a 3-4 defense, so normally, you know, it's not an easy, you don't normally have a linebacker sit there and spy on a running back, but he's going to be one-on-one, watching him. You know, Saquon might still catch it, but limit any type of breathing room for a Saquon Barkley. Roquan's had a little bit of issue tackling this year, more than I'd like to say, but he finds a way. He keeps him under that 10-point mark.
All right, so my must-sit of the week is going to be Sony Michel again. It's another Patriots player, but with sitting Sony Michel, I like starting James White this week. I think it's going to be Tom Brady with a couple check down passes to James White in full point PPR. James White is going to light it up. I think he's going to have 5+ catches throughout the year, the air, 50 or more yards. Sony Michel, I think he's going to have a dud of a game, and definitely don't look for the 22.5 points that he had this past week. I think it's going to be more of a realistic game where he had, where he has more like 12 points. I don't think it's going to be a big game for him.
I have one more must sit.
Okay.
That's going to be Lamar Miller.
Lamar Miller.
Against the Cleveland Browns. I just don't like Lamar Miller. Lamar Miller is a very smart running back. He's not a very physical running back. He doesn't, you know, just, I don't like what the Browns are going to bring to the table in terms of their front seven. I know that they haven't been great. They're bottom third for their rushing defense as well. Lamar Miller is going to have a bad game this week.
Yeah, the front seven for the Cleveland Browns is pretty phenomenal overall. They have been giving up some points, running backs, some running backs in the 40-point total marks. But Lamar Miller, the big chunk of his 100-plus yards last week in week number 12 was that 97-yard rush on 12 carries. They also still had 13 carries for Alfred Blue as well. So they don't love Lamar Miller, in my opinion. They still want to use Alfred Blue as well. So I will go ahead and agree with you on that one.
Josh, I have one very last one. I know, okay. I've already done two, but I've just heard here that it is, I don't think officially official, but official, that Lamar Jackson is going to be starting again for the Baltimore Ravens.
There we go.
In Atlanta.
It's your must start, right?
My must sit. Sit.
I'm starting him this in week. Atlanta. I'm going to start him this
go
week.
Go ahead. Start him.
All right. Let's go ahead and move on to wide receiver. Last week in week number 12, Amari Cooper led the fantasy point total for wide receivers at 38 points even. Juju Smith-Schuster was right underneath that for 37.9 points. Adam Thielen came in third with 26.5. Some big numbers by some of these wide receivers. Some of the guys that kind of are up on the list that probably are a little bit more shocking: Corey Davis, the fifth overall wide receiver on the list there with 23.3 points. David Moore from the Seattle Seahawks, 20.3. And Jermaine Kearse from the Jets, 18.6. Who are your must starts and who are your must sits?
My must start of the week is going to be one Keenan Allen.
All right.
For the Los Angeles Chargers. I really just get that vibe that Sunday night game in Pittsburgh is going to be a shootout. I just think it's going to be a back and forth. Just go at it. Rivers, Roethlisberger, old school foes, enemies. Both defenses are good, but I just feel like both offenses are that much better. I feel like Big Ben now, especially now that the Bell stuff is off their chest. They had the bad loss last week, but it's going to be a back and forth, and Allen's going to have a big day. The Antonio Browns, the Juju Smith-Schusters of the world are also going to have big days. Mike Williams, but more importantly, Keenan Allen is my must-start.
Yeah, no Melvin Ingram. Phillip Rivers is
Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon. Yep. No Melvin Gordon in this game. They're going to need a Phillip Rivers is going to need a target to throw to. Keenan Allen will be that guy. He was going to be one of my guys. But because he is off the board here, I am going to go with wide receiver DJ Moore of the Carolina Panthers.
Ooh, nice.
Sneaky like play. It. They're playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes, sir.
DJ Moore has week after week put up better and better weeks. This past week in week number 12, he had 17.8 points. Now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers secondary has been playing a little bit better, especially when you look at the beginning of the year compared to now. You look at weeks number 1, 2, and 3, 23 receptions for 268 yards for wide receivers, 13 for 127. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers had 20 receptions for 200 yards. Now, you look at these last 3 weeks, 8 receptions, and 11 receptions. Now, they have been doing a better job, but Carolina is a must-win situation right here. And I think they're going to try to dial in a little bit more on Christian McCaffrey. So I like DJ Moore in a big, big statement game for DJ Moore here.
I like that quite a bit, Josh. I like that very, very much. My secondary, if I can do a second one here, Josh, is who was I going with here? Emmanuel Sanders, against the Cincinnati Bengals. I know it's on the road. I think that Case Keenum still has his average day where he's about 250 to 275 and 2 to 3 touchdowns, a couple picks. But you have one Emmanuel Sanders, now the Lone Ranger of that. Actually, Courtland Sutton's there, so he's not the Lone Ranger. But he goes out there, he has himself a day, Emmanuel Sanders.
Fair enough, man. Who is your must-sit of the week?
My must-sit of the week is going to be...
You have it? If not, I got one.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
My must-sit of the week, and I have called this player out before.
Yep.
And I have hit it before.
Yeah.
Julio Jones against the Baltimore Ravens. Right. I think the Baltimore Ravens, again, their defense overall, their secondary against wide receivers is very, very good. You look at what they did against Oakland. Now, I know Oakland doesn't have very good wide receivers, but only gave up 6 receptions to wide receivers for 78 yards. The week before that against the Cincinnati Bengals, 7 for 103. The week before that, against the Pittsburgh Steelers in Week 9, 17 for 158. They held New Orleans in check, 10 for 113. This secondary of the Baltimore Ravens is extremely good. I like Julio Jones to not have a complete crap game, but if you're looking for the 25, 23 points that Julio Jones has been putting up, look more for the 10 to 15 point range.
I'm going to go with Bob Woods.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to say Bob Woods
this week.
I just think that the Rams are going to be in more of a let's control it, let's beat Detroit in Detroit. It's kind of like a trap game for the Rams right now.
Okay.
Beat them, get out of there. It's going to be a feed girly, just slow pace type of game, and the Rams are going to find it. Listen, they had their big matchup against the Chiefs that went the way that it did. They've had their bye now. They got 2 tough NFC North games, both on the road at Detroit, at Chicago. They're going to just want to kind of keep everyone healthy, get out of there with the win as fast as they can with how many people have had hiccups in Detroit.
Yeah.
It's going to be a girly game, baby.
All right. Sounds good. Fair enough. Let's go to move on to the tight end position. The number one tight end for week number 12 was one Zach Ertz with 7 catches, 91 yards, and a touchdown for 22.1 points overall. Eric Ebron was 5 for 45 and 2 touchdowns. Continues to just keep catching the ball in the end zone. He is now at 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 touchdowns on the year. The third tight end ranked overall. So pretty impressive from one Eric Ebron. Huge difference from last year to this year. And David Njoku was the third tight end with 17.3. Who's your must start of the week?
My must start is going to be Travis Kelce. This is a Travis Kelce game against the Oakland Raiders. I know I already said Kareem Hunt as well. They're going to end up feeding him, but early, it's just like they're going to get in the red zone. And I don't expect the Tyreek Hills, the Sammy Watkins of the world to have big days here. I just think it's going to be the big guys, the Kareem Hunts, the Travis Kelce's type of day.
All right. Well, it's a no-brainer, but I still like it.
Hey, I don't go with a lot of no-brainers. If you go back through my history, I don't go with the big names normally.
No, I
hear you. This is too obvious to me, and especially for the tight end position. I mean, it's either him or the guy that you're going to pick, I'm sure.
I'm going to go with Jonnu Smith.
Oh, it's not who I was going to go with.
For the Tennessee Titans. They're facing, I believe, the Jets, right? I just think Jonnu Smith, he has now become a part of this offense. For the Tennessee Titans, Marcus Mariota is relying on him a little bit more. You look at some of his receptions. He's had the last couple of weeks. 2 receptions last week, but 1 for a touchdown. 6 catches the week before. 3 catches the week before that. 2 again against Dallas. He's becoming something that Marcus Mariota can rely throwing the ball to. So 14 points last week, 10 points the week before that, 13 and 11. I think he's going to continue that trend of being above double-digit scoring.
Very, very interesting, Josh. If I had to pick a non-big name, it would be David Njoku.
Okay.
So I thought you would go with. Houston's defense is very good, but Njoku could be the forgotten player, if you would. The front seven is going to be focused on Chubb. The secondary is going to be focused on a Jarvis Landry. Who's your boy? Antonio Callaway.
Yeah.
All those guys. Njoku is the perfect slip through and take care of business type of tight end. So look for him to potentially, do that 5 receptions last week for 63 yards and a touchdown.
Who's your must sit of the week?
My must sit of the week is going to be Austin Hooper. You mentioned it Julio Jones. I just think that the Falcons and Matt Ryan are going to struggle a little bit. They have no running game, so they have nothing to kind of keep that defense at bay. So Austin Hooper is the obvious choice to me.
My must-sit of the week is going to be one George Kittle. Now, I know George Kittle is the number 4th ranked tight end overall. He had 6 receptions last week for 48 yards. He is facing the Seattle Seahawks. The Seattle Seahawks are actually pretty good against the tight end position, 6th overall on the year. 3.1 points given up to tight ends last week, 17.9 to the Green Bay tight ends the week before. If you remember that one touchdown for a long reception was a broken play. So I think that was kind of a fluke. The Rams tight ends, that offense is just completely different. And then I think if you look at the Chargers, the Lions, and the Oakland Raiders, that kind of puts it more in perspective where I think this game is going to go for the San Francisco 49ers with 4.8 points, 7.3, and 3 points. Now, I'm not going to say George Kittle is going to go out there and put 3 points up. If you look at George Kittle's numbers the last couple weeks, he had 11 points, still over double digits, 17 points, 20, 10, 20. He is the number 4th ranked tight end. I think you're going to be more realistic where he might have a game like he just had this past week of 11 points. But if you're looking for George Kittle to put up that 20-point total or that 15-point total, I don't think it's going to happen this week.
Fair enough.
Anything else, man?
Honestly, that's it. That's a quick moving show here.
Yeah.
No, I feel pretty confident in what we had going there.
I like how the fantasy playoffs for most people are going to be coming up after week number 13.
Yep.
So honestly, if there are a couple guys to be looking out on the waivers, if your waivers do happen to pop up on Thursday morning, or if you're late on waivers, or if you're looking for the very last week to pick some guys up, look for Justin Jackson from the Chargers. I know a lot of people are going to be looking for Austin Eckler out there, but remember, Austin Eckler is more of a receiving threat out of the backfield. Justin Jackson is more of the between-the-tackles runner. If Melvin Gordon is going to be out for a couple weeks, Jonnu Smith, he's still out there in a lot of leagues. I would consider picking him up as well. And you got to remember, Jack Doyle is now on the IR, so if somebody's got Eric Ebron and you had Jack Doyle, or if you're struggling at the tight end position, you may be wanting to try to trade for one Eric Ebron and try to get him on your team.
If you're in need, like desperate need of a tight end, you don't know what to do, I'd be looking at one Chris Herndon from the Jets.
The Jets, yeah.
Yeah, he's talking in a full point PPR league, 4 of their last 6 active weeks, over 10 points. That's what you're looking for, especially like if you're desperate. I think he's only the 17th ranked or 18th ranked tight end, but definitely someone who, if I'm desperate and either your tight end's hurt or you've just never had a good tight end, I'm looking at someone like him.
If you have Todd Gurley, Marlon Brown,
very important.
You got to be thinking about that later even if somebody else has Todd Gurley. I picked up Marlon Brown 3 weeks ago.
Specifically, if you're a Todd Gurley owner, I mean, after this week, next week in most leagues is the first week of the playoffs. That means if you have Gurley, say you have a bye, right?
Yeah.
If the Rams end up beating the Chicago Bears, there's not much left for them to play. Well, it depends what the Saints do, obviously. But, I mean, they're pretty much secure to bye.
They could be resting their starters.
Come championship weekend, specifically. Maybe not your first playoff game. But come championship weekend, you could be looking at no Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
That is something to think about, kids. Definitely something to think about.
Even consider the fact that Josh Allen as well. Like, I don't want to say that he is a must pickup, but think about that later on in the season. You got to remember last year, right? Yep. Jimmy Garoppolo came on. Jimmy Garoppolo put up huge numbers at the end of the year. You could look at Josh Allen. He finished in the top five of scoring this week. He's back. He's healthy. He had almost 100 yards rushing. He's a dual threat quarterback. His schedule for the rest of the year is the Miami Dolphins, the Jets, the Detroit Lions, and then you have the New England Patriots. It's a pretty cake schedule right yep. there. So that's a possibility as well. I'm not saying that you're going to go out and pick him up and start him, but if one of your quarterbacks end up getting hurt in one of those games, I wouldn't feel exactly awful if I had to roll him out in desperation.
Sure wouldn't.
I would rather, let me say this, I would rather feel more comfortable with Josh Allen than Lamar Jackson. And Lamar Jackson's getting a lot of hype right now.
I agree with that.
Anything else, man?
That's it, brother.
All right, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this this week 13, our starts and sits of the week. Again, look, listen to the episode that we just had out there as well, which is the week 12 recap and week 13 predictions. For Tim and myself, we are Pony Kick Sports. You guys can follow us on Twitter at Pony Kick Sports, at Pony_Keg_Tom, and at Fight Talk Tim. Email us, ponykicksports@gmail.com. And until next time.
Peace.